This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago. Lucas, we are a little over 3 weeks away from the end of 2024. What is Rabobank's outlook for dairy in 2025?
We actually just released our final global dairy update of the year here at Rabo Research, and we're actually seeing mostly good news into 2025. While I don't think milk prices will be nearly as high as the peaks that we saw in September and October that were much welcomed by dairy farmers, we do see mostly profitable milk prices into next year. That's partially driven by milk prices that are at decent levels, but also critically feed prices that should be at about four-year lows, creating overall decent margins for farmers into 2025. I'm sure this is much welcomed after some pretty struggling financial times throughout 2023 and the first half of 2024.
Amen. And what are the dangers that you see ahead? I mean, there's thoughts of political, the tariffs from incoming President Trump, as well as the increased cheese-making capacity in the U.S. If it doesn't get matched or overweighed by demand, we're going to be in trouble.
That's true. I think there are some critical watch factors there. Yeah, the tariff situation is just a huge unknown at this point. I do have some confidence that, you know, in the first USMCA negotiation in President Trump's first term, the dairy industry was able to make it clear that Mexico is our number one exporting market and to make sure that that remains the case. So I am hopeful that that persists, even if there is a USMCA renegotiation in the next term. But any threat of tariffs, of course, is disruptive to markets and could cause some volatility there. It remains to be seen exactly how that shakes out. And yes, to your cheese production question, we're watching that capacity come online. I do think fundamentally right now we're seeing some bullish cheese price data. Production of cheddar is still down and stocks are quite low, but I do think the market knows that that additional cheese is coming next year, keeping prices a little bit lower than where they would be otherwise.
Do you see a lid kept on milk output in the U.S.?
I think so. We have returned to growth, but that's kind of against a really low prior year versus 2 years ago. We're still down on milk production. Of course, components are higher and we do see them continuing to grow. But I think as long as dairy producers continue to drive revenue from beef on dairy, and that will limit the total amount of cows available to enter the herd, keeping a lid on milk production growth.
Thank you, Lucas. Lucas Fees, Senior Dairy Analyst with Rabobank in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Hey, today we're in Washington County, New York, talking with Aaron Armitage of Capital Tractor. Tell us what you're doing with Capital Tractor. That's a family affair, right?
Yes. Since I've had this and kind of shifted my focus less on dairy and more so on ag equipment, I have taken more classes that are related to the finances stuff because that's something that our business is increasingly a part of. As you know, equipment's getting more expensive, so to do that you have to have finances behind you, and that's where I'm here to help the farmers with that.
Where are you growing and what have you seen kind of go away?
Honestly, we're growing in every part of the business. We're still working with, you know, the small farmers, but the bigger farmers are becoming our bigger ticket items. Like I said, the business has changed a little bit since my dad has taken it over. I think it's become more inclusive of everybody and giving everybody equal opportunity to expand their knowledge and also work up the ladder. Try everything, especially when you're in high school. Don't like narrow your future path down that you don't have the opportunities. Because I was able to expand all of my opportunities and take advantage of all of them, I found out that I actually really like equipment. Never thought I did growing up, and my mind completely changed. So just taking advantage of things that you may think I have no interest in, turns out you might. Because I started with marketing, I always put marketing back into the rest of the business. So now that I'm more so working on the finance and sales side, I'm able to take that marketing experience and we're able to better direct our customers because we're focusing on what they want. The customer segments, customers love being featured on Facebook. They love to see their equipment or their faces all over. So definitely we are integrating marketing into our sales, especially through social media, way more than ever before.
So it's fair to say that you're bullish on ag equipment and on agriculture.
Yes.
Aaron Armitage with Capital Tractor, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.